Hello, 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 and welcome to my podcast. My name is, my name's a very, very complicated, but it is beautiful that a Zambian guy like me can have beautiful names, you know. My full names are Mark Prince Beverly Hills Sumpa. Beverly Hills was given by my auntie. My father named me Beverly. But dad's cousin, who's in London, stayed there for 30 years, now just moved to Dubai. She's the one who really loved me and named me Beverly Hills because of the of Beverly Hills City, a Hollywood city in LA, the US. So, yeah. Well, who is Beverly Hills? Who is Mark Prince Sumpa Beverly Hills? Or in the music industry, you guys call me Royal Prince Kizuk. By the way, I need to break down this. Hear this out. I started music sometime back when I was a little boy, but I'll call that noise. Officially, while at school in 2005, I met a girl called Lady B. She's the one who taught me how to write a song. I never had a direction, man, how to write a song, a good song. I didn't even know what lyrics are, how to arrange everything. But she helped me. We could, you know, I could sing, she could sing, and a friend of us could give us a beat, the beatbox from the mouth. So it used to be cool, yeah. And then years went by from 2005. While I've been doing all the music and singing all the famous songs from the Democratic Republic of Congo, because the Congolese music was famous in Zambia by then. So I knew a couple of songs, like all the songs, the Kofis, the Wenge Muzikas, the Kanda Bongomans from Tanzania. I don't know which country is that, man, but I know Kanda Bongoman was a famous guy. Shala Mwana, I know that, the likes of Oliver Ngoma, you know. Yeah. I stayed with my grandmother, grew up with my grandmother in central province of Zambia. But then dad and mom separated some time back, like in, it was like in 1987, man, it was too way back. Yeah, because dad got sick, and then there was a little tension between the two families and stuff. So yeah, since then I stayed with my grandmother. Stayed in Kapiri, the town, small, very, very small, remote town called Kapiri in Ponshi. Yeah, I could climb on top of the tree and grandmother would just, by the time I just get up from the tree while singing loud on top of my voice, she could beat me up, you know, because she never wanted me to get, or maybe to break my leg or my hand. But you know, as boys, you know, you're crazy in terms of that. Yeah. Now, important thing. You are listening to me today. If you are wondering, who is this guy? Yeah. My name is Royal Prince Kizuk in the music industry. I am the fast growing Kizomba King from Zambia. And I have toured like 36 nations worldwide. Yeah. Working, my last project was working in Australia with a band from Brazil. Yeah. So now, this is Royal Prince Kizuk. Some of you know me as Mark Prince Beverly Usumpa. With a man with complicated names. But the important thing is the Kizuk one. I got the Kizuk from the Angolan music and the French music, because I really loved it. And while staying with grandmother, I listened to many, many legendaries like Franco, the likes of the Wenge Muzika, like I said, you know. Zangale, zangale, kumajamina ikala, mawe, mawe, kumajamina, kumajamina, kumajamina ikala. Those songs, you know. Yeah. And a bunch of them. Those were the songs we used to listen to. And the likes of the Tony Blackstone, Whitney Houston, and many others in the US who just pop it up in those early age, you know, in the 90s and all that. Yeah. So, while a boy in Kapirimposhi in the city where grandmother had a big farm, because grandmother was married to a white man, and the husband, who was Mr. O'Neill, Mr. De Niro, yes, sorry, not O'Neill, Mr. De Niro, he was from Holland. So we stayed in part of the farmland. We had two sides of the farm, the farm side and the other place. So by then mom was not around, because grandmother had three children. The firstborn auntie of ours, then Aunt Kathy, she was a colored auntie of ours from the white grandpapa. And then when grandpapa, the white man, died, grandmother got married to a famous musician from Zimbabwe. Ooh, now that's where the good news is. La 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 la. Yes, so grandmother went to study at Oriental School of African Studies in London. So she, after the celebration of the alumni and all that, they met with grandpa. Grandpa was also invited as the musicians with his band to go and play at the graduation ceremony there in London. And after the stage, good news, grandparent and grandmother, they saw each other, and wow, I don't know what happened, man. They had mama, and here I am. So I got the genes for music, not from Zambia, but from Zimbabwe. So I'm halfway Zambian, Zimbabwean. Yes. Lovely. So as you are listening to this podcast today, I want to tell you that the genes of music I get from the Zimbabwe, which is the former Salisbury, the great Zimbabwe. Yeah. So to my father's side in Zambia, and also my mother's side in Zambia, no one sings, man. Nobody became famous in the music industry. So while a boy in Kapirimposhi with grandmother, my auntie, the middle auntie, was colored, was married to a soldier. Now their marriage had a little tension, you know, things like that. So they decided to break up. They broke up. Now the soldier got upset. He thought it was my auntie's mother, whose grandmother, who was pushing her away from him. What did he do? He got a jerry can full of gasoline, man. He just said, "Hey, I'm coming, man. I'm coming, man." In the night, just splashed the grass-thatched house, and we are inside with grandmother. Oh, started burning. I would have died. You wouldn't know Royal Prince Kizuk today. So, next time, listen to more from me. Blessings.